Well, musher Dallas Seavey is returning to the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. It's his first Iditarod since race officials announced in 2017 that some of his dogs tested positive for a prohibited pain reliever. The officials later cleared the four-time champion of any wrongdoing. Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon reports that Seavey says he's coming back to the Iditarod with a different perspective.
Dallas Seavey is walking through his dog yard on a snowy afternoon in Talkeetna.
I know, buddy. You're so wiggly.
Seavey's property spans about 100 acres, and he has 110 sled dogs here. The 33-year-old musher is still narrowing down which ones he'll bring on this year's race.
There's probably five or six that I definitely want to have with me. And beyond that, just fill out the roster with even a random pick. It would be a really, really phenomenal dog team.
This will be Seavey's 12th Iditarod. He ran his first at age 18. At 25, he became the race's youngest champion. Then he won the race again and again and again, earning a reputation as a focused, deliberate, and competitive musher.
This is 29-year-old Dallas Seavey, winning his third consecutive Iditarod championship.
But Seavey's streak of success screeched to a halt in 2017. A month after placing second in that year's Iditarod, Seavey got a call from the race marshal, who told him that several of his dogs had tested positive for a prohibited painkiller after they crossed the finish line in Nome.
And that set off, literally, I would say, without a doubt, the most stressful year of my life, filled with more challenges than at times I thought I was capable of handling.
Over the next year, there were lawyers and PR firms and a flurry of statements to reporters as Seavey maintained that he did not give the drug tramadol to his dogs. He says the accusations were painful. It felt like they took away from all that his dogs had accomplished and tarnished a key piece of his identity.
At some point, it felt like everything that I thought that I was, you know, peripherally, externally being torn apart.
Then in the winter of 2018 came an apology from the Iditarod board. It issued a statement saying it did not believe Seavey had anything to do with, quote, the events that led up to the positive test. Seavey had already skipped that year's Iditarod and then skipped two more. He went to Norway twice to race.
I kind of needed a break from the Iditarod, but I wasn't in a place that I wanted to not be racing dogs competitively. And then last year, I took the year off entirely.
Seavey says he needed time to regroup. He was going through a divorce and finishing the move to Talkeetna, where he also runs a sled dog tourism business. Through it all, he says he always kept mushing, even if it was just on local trails.
Like just mushing solely for the sake of training these young dogs. No pressure of having a race. No pressure to be ready at some given moment. That was some really fun mushing.
Seavey says he feels like he's now ready to return to the Iditarod with a new perspective. He cares a little less about what people are saying about him, and he says,
I feel like I grew as a person through it all, definitely became more resilient.
Seavey says he's happy about leadership changes within the race organization, and he says he never stopped loving the Iditarod. The event, the fans, the volunteers, the communities along the trail. It's a race his family's life has revolved around for so long. His grandfather competed in the first Iditarod, and his dad, Mitch, has won the race three times.
In a way, it's coming home for me, right? This is where I belong, racing the Iditarod.
Back in his dog yard, Seavey is quick to rattle off names, lineages, and personality traits. There's Gamble, Bishop, North, and there's Prophet, a lively lead dog that doesn't always play well with others.
And so, I'm pretty stoked to have him on my team, but this will be our first Iditarod, huh, bud? Hopefully it's going to be a good one.
Seavey says this year they're coming to race. In Anchorage, I'm Tegan Hanlon.
Drop it. Wake up, bud.